A bachelor is an unmarried man, a person, it is said, who believes in life, liberty, and the happiness of pursuit. A party is a social gathering for pleasure or amusement. A bachelor party is a singular occasion in which American men prepare a single man for the solemn vows of marriage by traducing all of marriage's traditions. The rituals of a bachelor party suggest a curious interpretation of wedded life. Some cultures mark a man's passage from single to married status with a religious service, a meditative ritual, or an errand into the wilderness to test one's readiness. But in American culture, of course, it's an occasion for a party, and increasingly for a party characterized by drunkenness and ritual sexuality. These elements of revelry suggest, as the groom is constantly reminded, that it's his last night of freedom. In a characterization that's supposedly satirical, but which clearly reveals underlying attitudes, American culture often depicts marriage as a bond in which the woman is the master and the man is the bondsman. A recent liquor ad, for example, shows a wedding ceremony with both bride and groom dressed appropriately, except that there's a knotted noose around the man's neck. It's the end of the rodeo event in which the aggressive woman ropes and hogties the man, branding him for life with the wussy name of husband. Even though a bachelor party is born to be wild, even though it all seems spontaneous, the revelry follows certain cultural conventions. The first is manliness. This is the victim's last night out with the boys, and women are not welcome as guests. In fact, in an anthropological sense, a woman would pollute a bachelor party. This convention reinforces mainstream gender roles and American assumptions about the battle of the sexes. This gender segregation also reinforces the adage that boys will be boys, whatever their actual age. The bachelor party is a ritual of indulgence, an occasion when a man meets some of the seven deadly sins face to face, especially drunkenness and lust. Alcohol helps the prospective groom and his groomsmen put the wedding in proper perspective. The proper bachelor party typically includes drinking to excess. Indeed, excess is to some extent the success of the bachelor party. Alcohol clouds the brain and loosens inhibitions. It suggests the last fling before being flung into the dismal prison of matrimony. It also offers the groom an opportunity to begin his wedded life with a hangover. The message seems to be that bachelorhood is a form of unconsciousness and marriage is a headache. As to lust, the groom's so-called friends will often hire a stripper to perform at a bachelor party. During her performance, the prospective husband is expected to remove some of her clothes, or to fondle her breasts, or to perform a suggestive dance with her. The stripper reveals a great deal, more than meets the eye, including a variety of American assumptions. That a woman's body is for display, that women are commercially available, that nakedness is sexually attractive, and that on the night before his wedding, a man needs to confront one last temptation and to resist it, or not. This ritual, like so many aspects of American culture, confuses sex with intimacy and reminds the man of the pleasures of casual sex with total strangers, in contrast to the growing intimacy of a long-term relationship with the woman he loves. Altogether, the bachelor party teaches a man that marriage is not, in fact, manly, and that he's the mat in matrimony. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, still the life of the party.